All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims TFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, July 29th of 2025. And looking ahead here, we had some League of Legends action earlier this morning. We did have a MLB doubleheader with Toronto and Baltimore having a showdown early this morning. Game two of the doubleheader will be part of the MLB main slate later this afternoon. Aside from that, some other action that we got going on today. Looks like I think we had tennis this morning as well. And then let's see if we had some WNBA action on deck. Yeah, we had 28 tennis matches. And then we have a single WNBA showdown. No, we have a three-game main slate. Sorry about that. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. I will get SaberSim pulled up right now. And we did have a couple questions come in prior to the show, so we will start with those. Quick announcement, mentioned it yesterday, we'll mention it again today. We are only having office hours Monday through Wednesday of this week, so today and tomorrow, and then office hours will be back next week. So just a quick update for you. All right, either way, jumping into questions here. First one of the day, is it feasible to congregate the single contests into one, but how will the contest sims work with the diversification under Portfolio Plus? Okay, so I think it's totally fine to create one group and put all of your single entry contests in that group. There's actually a really easy way to do this with templates automatically. So you go to your templates, and then you would do lineup group type contest, create a lineup group for all of my contests, add a requirement of... You could either do max entries. I would probably do max entries just because what if you put one lineup in, you know, the flagship or something like that, right? That would be a reason not to use my entries, because then the single lineup in the flagship would go into this single entry group. And you probably don't want that, even though you're, you know, entering less than the max. You're entering one, you're entering, just like say you're entering one. You probably want it to be grouped like with your GPPs and stuff. Or just like have its own group. So it doesn't really belong in the single entry unless you want it. So you can decide if you want my entries or max entries. I'm going to go with max entries equals one. So if you do a group template like this, then when you upload your entry file, it will automatically put all of your single entries into one big group. Now, as far as how the builder interacts with this, okay? So let's say that we'll make it really easy and you have two single entries, okay? So the two single entries are going to go into this one group. What the builder is going to do is it's going to use the average ROI for each lineup across the two contests and use that ROI to rank the lineups and use that ROI to solve the portfolio. So if you have one lineup and it has an ROI in contest sim 1 of 100% and ROI in contest sim 2 of 200%, that lineup gets a 150% ROI when it gets ranked. So then it's going to do that average for all of the lineups in your pool, and then it will use those values, those average values, as the source of truth when it goes to solve the portfolio. So that is effectively the ROI that is looked at when we solve the portfolio. So that's how it works. Totally okay to do so. So that's how I would set it up. All right, next question. The last few weeks, while playing NASCAR slates, trucks, Xfinity, main slate, I've gone back to my pool to look at ROI and noticed that the optimal or winning lineup is in my pool, but not being used. A lot of the times, its ROI isn't high enough to be included in my lineup portfolio. Should I take this as a slight pat on the back saying, hey, the process is there, but variance isn't on your side? Or should I dial in my process more to see what I am missing? Yeah, this always feels really bad. I think it's actually a really good thing to see that your pool of lineups has repeatedly had the winning lineup in it, okay? And this is because, like, even on a NASCAR slate, right, there are tens of thousands of lineups that you can build, right? You're trying to probably figure this out. I have an idea. It's a combination calculator. So say there's 40 drivers, right? And you need to take six. Oops. There's 40 drivers. All right, I think we're good. There's drivers, and you need six in a lineup, right? So how many different combinations of 40 can you take? Still a really big number. So there are 1, 2, 3. So there are possible lineups, okay? Possible lineups. All right, I got to close that because it's messing up my computer a little bit here. But I got the information I needed. So on an NASCAR slate, there are 3 million possible lineups that you can build. Now, I don't know how many, you know, say like how many are above, I don't know, 45,000 salary. I can tell you that right now, right? But just even if it's like, what would 10% be? Even if you took like 10% of all possible lineup combinations, that's still like 300,000 lineups, okay? We're just like rounding a little bit. The fact that you're getting the winning lineup in your pool of 5,000 lineups multiple times tells me that you're doing something right. Now, I don't know what you're doing. You know, I don't know if you're changing things too much. I don't know if you're just kind of letting SaberSim do its thing. I don't know what's going on there. But to get, you know, even if you're only considering the top 10% lineups, like, or 10% of all possible lineups, and you might be considering more, really, that's still a really good thing to see the winning lineup in your pool so often, okay? So I would take that as like a very good sign. Now, some things with this, right? I don't know how many lineups you're playing, right? So even if you're playing, you know, 150 lineups, right, out of 5,000, I think that's still only about 3% of your pool, right? So because I think 1%, I know we're doing like a lot of math today, but it's kind of just the way it works. 5,000, 10% of 5,000 is 500. 1% of 5,000 is 50, right? So if you're playing 150 lineups, you're only playing 3% of your pool, right? So there are a lot of lineups that you're just like not going to get to there. So it feels really bad, but I think you are a lot closer than you might realize, right? Now it's just kind of a matter of like, hey, you know, how long before this winning lineup gets into my contest, right? And playing more lineups at lower stakes can be a way of doing this, right? Like, I'm not going to say like, hey, play more money, you know, because that's not like very bankroll conscious, right? But if you're playing, you know, say you're playing like the $1 150 max, right? I don't know the NASCAR lobby like too well, but like for baseball, there's like a $1 150 max and then there's a 50 cent 150 max, right? Well, you could, instead of playing the $1, you could play the 50 cent 150 max And then now you have an extra $75 to go put into additional contests to get additional lineups down so you play more of your pool more and more often, right? And then you know, eventually you hope to get that winning lineup to fall with you into your contest. I don't know if there's going to be a way to like narrow down, you know, I would highly caution somebody from saying like, if their highest ROIs in their contests and their contests in pre-slate are like 100%. It's like, well, you know, the winner was like between, you know, 5 and 15. I'm going to like set a filter to like only play lineups between 5 to 15% ROI. I would highly, highly not recommend doing that. Don't think it's a good idea, but those are my thoughts there. So just like a lot kind of going on, understand that you are like doing very, it sounds like your process is very good. And I would try and stick with it and kind of hold out and not really do anything to like get off the rails here, right? Seems like you're going down the right road, and I don't want you to like veer off chasing. Oh my gosh, what's it called? A red herring. I think that's what it's called. I think so. All right. Good stuff there. Those are my final thoughts there. All right. Adam said, will SaberSim be available? Okay, looks like there are actually two questions about this. Will SaberSim be available for preseason NFL DFS starting with this Thursday night game? And then second question, off topic, DLD projections and build lineups for preseason NFL. Okay, so we will not have sims for preseason NFL. However, I think we will have the slates in the app so people can use custom projections and build with optimizer mode. I will check on that, and then I'm sure our team will make an announcement. I'm just going to ask and see if we can get an answer before the show's over. We have. All right. I'm asking. I will get an answer hopefully soon, but TBD. All right, we will circle back on the preseason, but just to be clear, we won't have sims. All right, Sammy said, Austin, thanks. Were you able to answer my question from yesterday? I entered too late. It is a bit related to today's question. Oh, my bad. I must have missed that one. Let me grab that. Ah, okay. I see this one. All right, we'll hit this question next. Okay, this one's from Sammy. Or where'd it go? No, this is the question we already answered. Oops. I get this Teams icon and Discord icon confused so often. Okay, it's this one. What is the reason when I go about different single contests and combine them into one group and change the number from 10 to 1, it messes up the 20 max lineups when going through portfolio? It seems I have messed around with the 20 max entries to not get the limit exposure error message, in which I have not made any adjustments. Thanks. Okay. So let's just talk about how these interact first. So if I have say I have 10 single entries, right? And the builder solves my portfolio for the 10 single entries. And then I have another group with 20 lineups, right? So I have a 20 max, and then I have 10 single entries. If I change this from 10 to 1, first the builder will resolve the portfolio because it needs less lineups now. But also, even though I only changed one group, it is going to change the lineups in the 20 max. Because what happens here is the builder solves the portfolio for the top group first. And then when looking at future groups, the next group to get solved looks at the lineups in the top contest and it takes those into account as far as like, hey, this is what we're already playing. Let's be mindful of that. And let's pick the best lineups that complement that initial group. That's effectively what's happening here. That's why you would see lineups change. Okay. If you don't want to do that, if you want to just maintain your original 20 that you had, right? So where I would go back to, I would go back to starting with 10 lineups and 20. I would lock this group. Okay. When you lock their group, it's going to turn red. What this means is that the lineups in this group cannot be changed at all. They're always going to be the same unless I unlock the group. So even if I change the top one to one now, it's not going to impact the 20. Now, if you are running into an exposure error message, I think the most likely reason for that, so just in case you guys aren't aware, exposures get passed to the groups individually. So if I, you know, set some minimax exposure, some 50%, some 25%, things like that, right? Probably won't have too hard of a time meeting it while I have 10 lineups, right? But if I change the 10 to 1, I think it is highly likely the builder is going to have a much harder time, especially if you've set multiple minimax exposures, right? Because anybody with a min of 10%, a min of 25% has to go in to your single entry now. And then anyone with a max of 50, max of 75, right? It doesn't matter, can't go into your single entry. So then that now it makes it a little bit harder, especially if you set multiple, for the builder to meet all of these things. So just remember that exposures get passed to each group individually, unless you lock it, right? Even though I'm setting these exposures now, I've already locked this second group, so it can't be altered at all. That's what I think's going on. Let me know if there's any follow-up there. I'm doing my best to kind of make some inferences. So I think that would be it. Okay. I see a question from Nika, but I don't understand what this means. So I'm going to try and read this. If not, I will follow up in Discord. It says, is there an effective way to improve lineup quality? Getting very skewed builds on the very low end of scoring, yet they have decent ROI. I broke down the scoring bins of the lineup pool, and I'm curious what's the best way to improve this quality. Okay. So I'm not 100% sure exactly what I'm looking at. Like, I don't really understand what, like, the I'm assuming like the 10 to 20, the 20 to 30, the 30 to 40 are all the scores achieved. And then I'm assuming the numbers in the second column are the number of lineups that fell into that bucket. And then I'm assuming the third section is stacks of like how many stacks per team were in the lineups associated in column two. But what's a little weird is like there might be 19 in the 150 to 160, but I only see 11 stacks here. So that part is a little strange to me, why there are more lineups in the middle than stacks on the right. So that is like the biggest clarification I would probably ask for. I would be surprised if there were 8 unstacked lineups in this example, but this is a good question. And this is probably a better question to have like a dialogue and back and forth with in Discord, especially where I can like not just like solely answer this myself, because I think the answer like might be a little bit complex. Not like so much like, hey, how do you do this? Or like, hey, how do you do that? And a little bit more of like a little different. Okay, so ignore the stacks call. Okay. That part was like tripping me out, because I was like, okay, this big group has like St. Louis, and then this big group has like New York, and like I was very zoned in on like this St. Louis stuff. But let me talk to the team a little bit. Let me get some ideas here and get back to you. It doesn't seem, I mean, I want to actually look at like 99th percentiles of lineups here. I might actually just like post this. So I'm going to give some initial thoughts on this, I think, because I have some now that I understand what I'm looking at. But then I can always ask around. So this was the question. Is there an effective way to improve lineup quality, getting very skewed builds on the very low end of scoring? Yet they have decent ROI, broke down the scoring bins of the lineup pool. And I'm curious what the best way to improve this quality is. I think maybe like a good thing to add here would be like average ROI across the scoring bucket, right? So like for like the 5 lineups in the 10 to 20, what were the average points, or what was the average ROI like of those 5 lineups, right? I think you could do that for like every bucket. I'm assuming you're running a contest sim and then downloading these results. So if you weren't, I think that'd be a good thing to add and could give us some more information. Now, getting to this build, we'll go to the main slate for today. Okay. Let's build 5,000 lineups. And then let's kick this off. Okay. I see your follow up here. Understood. All right, let's run this build. I'm interested in comparing these numbers against percentiles, is mostly what I'm interested in. All right, this build is finishing up. let's, what do we want to do? What do we want to do? I say we let the sim run. And we'll let the diversifier run. Okay. Now I want to go into the lineup cards. And then I want to add a metric to show the lineup's 99th percentile. Okay. And I think I want to sort by so we did a 5,000 lineup pool, and then we're sorting the lineups by 99th percentile. So in this example, there are 1, 2, 3, 4. I guess we should have done the same slate. What I would probably try and do is do a bit of a I think if you could do this daily across like a month, which I think as like a data scientist, which I recall you are, could be interesting. Take your pools like for like a month, or just like run tests, pools, extract them, run this like script where you like you take your 5,000 lineups, put them into bins, seeing how they score, and then compare it daily versus like however, like okay, here we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. A top 1% outcome between 180 and like 190, right? Then you can actually compare that to you can compare it like see it's hard because like some slates are different, right? So like you, like I don't think you should treat like a 6-game slate the way the same as a 12-game slate. You know, some slates are going to have like where the Rockies are at home and like there might be like more scoring potential. So it's hard to make them all equal. But I think you could find, you could compare them daily kind of. I'm not sure how you summarize the data, I guess is like what I'm saying. But I think you could do this like daily where you do like, okay, how many are in this range? And then what does that compare to actual for this day? And then you do that like over like a 30-day sample. That'd be like a really interesting project. And I think give you like a little bit bigger sample to work with. So that's what I would probably, where I would probably recommend starting. If I'm not making like a ton of sense, let me know. But that's where I would start. So we could definitely go back and forth more on Discord about this one, but I think that's going to be the best option, at least like getting the ball rolling on this. So happy to talk about it more. All right. Today was an interesting office hours. We were like trying to figure out how many like raw NASCAR lineups you can like build and then talking like some back testing and felt like it was very mathy show, which usually isn't, but I mean, it's cool to nerd out every once in a while. So hope you guys enjoy the show today. We're caught up with questions and office hours and Discord. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.